We are holding here in the Shaar Bitachon, Perek Dalid, and we have gone through five reasons from the Chayvus HaLevavos why the Heilige Torah does not give specific, it appears to be that the Torah does not give us clear statements about the Schar of Olam Haba. And we're holding by the sixth reason, and he says that the reason is the another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, only gives mentions Schar V'Einish and Olam Hazeh. He says because he intimated this concept a little earlier also, but he says Moshe Meretzu Amench Lefi Mekayim V'Zmanu. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to people in the body, so he speaks to people in the body. We had in Daftarah Taka that Yeshua ben Yatzadik HaKoyin, Koyin Gadol, he was Mufshut Olam Hazeh. He was totally free from Olam Hazeh, and therefore it said in the Navi, V'nasati L'cha Mahalchen Bein O'im D'ma'ela, that he was considered someone who could walk amongst the Malachim. The Malachim are called O'im D'm. They stand still. They're not in this world. This world is a changing world. But the Minig Olam is that we're Mahalchim. In the next world, we're O'im. In the next world, we cannot Shteig. In the next world, we are really, so to speak, frozen, solid, whatever we made of ourselves in this world. So how can you describe to a person who's still in the mahalach mod, in the moving mode, how can you describe to that person what it's like to be an oimed, to be out of this world, to be rigid, to be stationary? It's something fakert that we are afraid of, such a thing. For us, the biggest geshmak is to move, to have freedom. To have freedom to be flexible and to be pliable and to move and do what you want with yourself and change yourself into Muzmavil. And in Yenevelt, where a person is an oimet. So it's not matim, he says. It's not appropriate to talk to a person in this Welt about the next Welt because it's something that, it's a different world. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu only spoke behetem, Lazman v'la mokaim. He only spoke what is appropriate for this place and this time. Olam Hazeh, the body, rewards, punishments, Racham Olam, everything in Olam Hazeh. This is the sixth reason he gives why Moshe does not speak about Olam Haba. And we'll see in a second why he's working so hard on this subject. We'll see again in a second why. Because he says that it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. You have to believe in Schar V'Einish. So if one of the Yesaidus of Amunah Bitachon, And my whole purpose here in Shaar Bitachon is to teach us Bitachon. And the main Bitachon is Bitachon for Olam Haba. We like to think that Bitachon is that Bitachon Hashem takes care of us in this world. The main Bitachon is that Hashem rewards us in the next world. So that's why I'm muchin zechazoi feels like the Chavis Levav is to answer why the Torah is not so clear in its pronouncement about Olam Haba. Because I'm trying to plant sign in people the belief that and be talking that there is Olam Haba and the Torah doesn't seem to support me. That's why I'm working so hard on the subject, he says, if our whole avoid is Olam Haba, so why does the Torah not speak much about it? Or come out, not really the word Olam Haba doesn't exist in the Torah itself. And the seventh reason he gives is he says that the emes is that the whole Matorah of Olam Haba is, What does Olam Haba really mean? Olam Haba means that the Dveikus Bashem, the Skarvus El Oirei HaElyon. Olam Haba is made Olam Haba. Olam Haba, like the Rambam says in the Hilchos Tshuva, by the Goyim, Olam Haba, by the Arabs, they promised the Arabs that in Olam Haba, you'll have a feast. It pays to blow yourself up when you're Rachmon Lazlan, when you have jihad, when you run a holy war. And Rachmon Lazlan, you're a suicide bomber, because what this Olam, here living in Gaza, and in Gaza, you can't even buy yourself a piece of bread, and you can't even get married, you can't afford an apartment. Olam Haba, you're going to have food, you're going to have apartments, you're going to have a million wives. And the Rambam says, you'll have all the taivas you could possibly think about in this world. So up the Rambam, that's what the Goyim think is Olam Haba. Every taiva imaginable will be satisfied. By uns ist Punkt verkehrt. Olam Haba is no Shaykhus Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba is in ganzen Dveikus Bashem. Olam Haba is Hiskarvus Elyon, like it says in the pasuk in Yeshayin and Ches, V'halach lefonecha tzedkecha, kevoid Hashem yasvecha, that our tzedakis, our mitzvahs will go in front of us, the Olam Haba, after Lachanei of Esrim, the only reason we have a Levaya, because the Levaya of human beings in this world is an illustration of what's mamish happening in the Shama when it leaves this world, that all of our Maisim Tovim Malavas, and all the Maisim Tovim Malavas, and that's why I was telling someone who told me, they were discussing Levayim Yushalayim, so they're not Yushalmis, but someone here was there discussing Levayim Yushalayim. I told him, if you have a Levayim Yushalayim for a parent, Rachman Lislan, they're not going to let you go to the Beis Olam anyway. Because there's a Chayrim in Yushalayim, they make a Chayrim that the children can't go to the Beis Olam. Why can't the children go to the Beis Olam? Because they make a Chayrim that anything bad that this person produced in his lifetime, the bad that the person produced, shouldn't go. The productions of this person shouldn't go. So once they're making a chayrim that anything that person produced shouldn't go because they're afraid maybe it's something bad, so we don't want the children to go either. Once they're making this chayrim that bad things shouldn't go, bad things that he produced shouldn't go, so the children don't go either, just in case. They made a zach chayrim. So when a person leaves his veld, everything he produced, unless it's a chayrim from the badats, whatever you produce, I mean, the badatz's chayrim can only help you till the kvuri. Afterwards, anything you did still goes along with the person. The badatz's chayrim can only help till that point. But the good things go in front. Ukvayd Hashem yasfeka, and the kvayd shemayim that a person produced in this world, the glory for Hashem, the kiddush Hashem, this will embrace a person and be malavim telem haba. But Rachman Lathan, if a person produced Averis and bad things, that too will shter the funeral cortege. So he says, the Ikir is Kvayt Shemaim, the Ikir is Ruchnias, and it says in Daniel, Vamaskilim Yasir Kazoyarakia, the people who had Seichel in this world, and brought Seichel to other people, they were Maskilim, they brought Seichel to other people. So they will shine Lasad Lavai with a shine like a brilliance that we can't even see, and that's why the Rabban Shalom made it, that you can't look at the sun. Why did Rav Asher make it that we can't look at the sun, that the light is too bright? Your mamash can't look at the sun. It's only a dimion that Hashem wants us to know. There's things in this world, we can't see everything. And just like in this world, there's something you can't even look at in this world, the sun. What's the sun? But the sun is nothing compared to the bigger stars. It has nothing compared to the Kvayt Shemayim, Blessed Lavoi. But Hashem is Amitzis. You can't look at the sun to give us a saga that we can't even, mamash, it's physically impossible with our senses to see Kvayt Shemayim. This thing's beyond our five senses. And that's what Olam Haba is. Well, like Eiyav says, Leor Be'or HaChayim. What we're looking forward to Olam Haba is to bask in the radiance of the Or HaChayim, the living light of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So only a person who is at the Rebbeinu is Reitzaboy, Yochel Agil, Adveikos, Viskarvazu. Only a person who Hashem allows into Olam Haba can be masig this intimacy, this closeness with the light of Hashem. And this is what the schar all about Olam Haba is. So he says, "Memele Heliyos." It says in Lamashul in Parshat Bechukoisai. In Parshat Bechukoisai, it says the Rebbeinu Shlom says that if you do my rotzim, loisig al nafshi eschem, uponisi aleichem, vayisi lachem leilakim, vatem tiyuli laam. So Bechukoisai in the parsha of schar and toichacha. The Rebbeinu Shlom says very clearly that the schar is summed up very briefly. The Ein Shem Olam Hazeh Rechem Olam Zan is Marachan Bichul Kaisai and Marachan in Dvarim in the Teichacha. But the schar, Hashem says, I will not reject you. Lo yisigal nafshi eschem. Upanisi aleichem, I will turn to you, I'll give you my full attention. Vayisi lechem lelekim v'atem tili lo, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my people, and you will feel that you are special by me. I'll give you my full attention. And again, the Rebbeinu Shlom made a poel dimi in this veld. Then this veld, we know that the biggest simcha a person can get is that there's somebody that I want very much, that I want very much to be close to that person. So a child, the biggest thing a child wants is his parents' attention. The biggest mistake is that we don't give enough attention to our children. The child just wants our attention. The child looks up to his father, looks up to his mother, and all they want is the fullest attention. Child goes to school, they want the Rebbe to give them full attention, the Morot to give full attention. If the principal gives them attention, mamash, the child is dancing, but the principal should look at me. When I was a kid, I never dared, I never dreamt this principal would be, I was nothing. Who was I? If the principal would say a good morning to me, it was unbelievable. The principal is gairus, me, I'm a something, I exist. It was unbelievable. And when I came, I went to the yeshiva, the yeshiva knew I existed. The yeshiva said a good morning to me. My whole day was made. The yeshiva, such a great person, knows that I exist. And the yeshiva would call me into his office. I'll never forget, only in Tells this could happen. Once, it doesn't happen anymore today, but in my days, every bacher, you wore a white shirt every day and you wore a tie during Seder. In the better days, you wore a jacket throughout the whole Seder. So once I didn't wear a tie. I was called in by the Rosh Hashiva. Something is wrong. It's not the pshat tying on me, wouldn't wear a tie. If you're not wearing a tie, something is bothering you. That means you lost your self-respect. So you're going without that tie. But if you can design, you came without a tie. So it must be something that's bothering you. So let's talk a little bit. What's on your mind? Wow. He noticed that I didn't wear a tie. But he noticed that the tie is only symptomatic that maybe something else is bothering me. Taka, something was bothering me. And he talked to me. The Rashiva talked to me. I'll tell you, I left. Wow. Someone cares about me. Someone who's important cares about me. Whoa. I was felt so good. Mamish. I was a gewalt. Gewalt. So, Olam Haba, the pshat, that the most important being, if you want to use the word being, the most important thing that's to us is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, cares about us. And the Rabbeinu says, Upanisi Aleichem, Vayisi Lechem Lelkim, I will be your Elakim, your Lord, your Master. I will be your Shimer. I will be whatever you, Elakim is, I will be in charge of you. I will care about everything. I'll give you Ashgacha, Pratis, Shebe Pratis. And you will be my I will take pride in you. I'll be proud of you. Just like a melech takes pride in his a leader takes pride in his followers. This haste, Rabbanjim, Kaviyachal Zak, that his glory is totally in me. Because I'm his and the melech is Miskabi Ba'amoy. Zak to Chavit Levav is Vos, Mer, Dafen, Haben. This is the ultimate statement that is Olam Haba, these words. So, this is the seventh teretz, his last teretz. The kasha was, how could it be there's no mention of Olam Haba, the Torah? So, of course there is. The best we can, really the sums of everything else, the best, we can't describe to you what it means to be in the Shama. We can't describe it as to be in the or is beyond our comprehension. We can't even see the or. All we can tell you is in simple human terms, the Rebbe says, I will care about you to the highest level of care. I will watch over you more than you can imagine. And what you are makes a difference to me because I will be a lekim to you and you will be my am and I will care about it. Ein melech beloy am. Ein melech beloy am. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs an am kaviyachal. Kaviyachal needs us. So he says that there is schar v'olam haba. Thus is the schar v'olam haba. It is mentioned, finished. And he says, I'm telling you all this because be talking in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, sheyishalim schar v'olam hazeh v'olam haba, both. That the belief in Hashem, they rewards us in this world. And in Yenavel, which is Iker, the Misha Roy, is Choy Velamamin. The Amunah Zui Achad Meikri Amunah Belekim. Like it says by Avram Avinu, the Amin Bashem, Vayachshavel Loi Tzedakah. That's the first time it said, this is the headquarters in the Torah, that Amunah is a mitzvah. Because it's like a Pasha, the Zach Amunah is a mitzvah. But maybe not. Who says Amunah is a mitzvah? It's only a thought. Zogt aval shteyten pasuk that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam maftiach to Avraham, whatever he would get, the amin b'Hashem Avraham believed it, v'yachshaveh eloi tzedakah, Hashem said that itself is a tzidkus, that itself is a tayach zach, this is a kiyum of a mitzvah for you Avraham Avinu, emunah is a mitzvah. And it says, like we say in Kapitel Chav Zayin and Tillim, lulei amanti l'rois b'tov Hashem v'eretz achayim, David HaMelech says that I couldn't have survived Lule Amanti, the only thing that kept me going with all the tzars of Olam Hazeh, and everything in Olam Hazeh is contrary to Ratz Hashem, and in Olam Hazeh the tzaddikim suffer, and the Rishayim, Derech Rishayim Tzalecha, so the Chayyar, everything in this world is the Hepech Gomer of everything that the Torah seems to promise. Lule Amanti, Lerois Batuv Hashem, Be'eretz Achaim. If not for the belief that he had in the Eretz Achaim means where real life begins. Mimeindach has life is this world. Mimeindach. We want to live it up in this world. Das ist nicht gelebt. The ganze Welt is gone nicht gelebt. The ganze Welt is nicht wert, das schmeckt Tabak. The ganze Welt is nicht wert, das schmeckt Tabak. So it's gone nicht wert. Heinzige Welt is nothing with nothing with nothing. Das ist nicht gelebt. Das ist nicht gelebt. Lule amanti lerois bituv Hashem. If I would not believe to see the real goodness of Hashem, who? In Eretz Achaim, in the place where we really live, which is Olam Haba, I couldn't have survived Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is totally a prozdor, totally a hachana for Olam Haba. This is too. If this is the best Hashem could do for us, it's very, very sad. Hashem did, this is, any one of us will say, Rabbi Shalom, we could have done a better job. This is such a nice world. No, this is as nice a world. Can't be. Can't be. Can't be that this is the Tachlis Chaim. Everybody has gone through tremendous tzaras in this world. It's not Shayach. So David, I couldn't have survived without Me'amuna, Lach, Lirois, Betuv Hashem, Be'eretz Chaim. This world is only an embryo. We're like babies in the mother's womb. This Welt, we're just a fetus. We are incomplete. And the toiv is incomplete. This Welt is totally achon, it's mamash. We are all in an embryonic stage. It's a nothing with nothing. We're like little babies locked in a prison. Olam Hazeh is a prison. And we are the whim and the call of forces that are beyond our control many times. And the Rebbe says, though, that what you have the ability to design your Olam Haba. This Welt, we think we can design, we get architects to build houses, we build the perfect kitchen, the perfect rooms. It never comes out perfect. How many people I know, they put so much koichas and money into, with architects, the best architects that want to build the house, the ultimate house, and it didn't, unbelievable, the architect who's board certified, who's insured, who's bonded, who's recommended, who's great, and the mamash did not what they wanted, and they're not happy. Because it's not shy, the bunch of them did a big taiva. They thought they're going to have the perfect house, the only house we can design and be guaranteed that the design we put in will be executed to perfection and forever is the design that we design Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, the house we're designing is really ourselves. Mizendach is the egin Olam Haba. Vos mamach mizich in die Welt, whatever we make of ourselves, of our embryos in this world, that will be forever and ever and ever. And if we worked on our midas and we learned how to be calm and not to have kas and to be ruik and not to have tainus on people, not to always be upset, then Olam Haba, that's what we'll be. That's the beautiful house. Ourselves, our midas are our house, the midas of our house, the measurements, and this is what will be ruik, Olam Haba, beaming, simcha, freilach, calm, cool, collected. If, however, we didn't work on kas, and we still get angry and frustrated and upset, so in Olam Haba, that's what we're going to be in Olam Haba also. And the Gemara says, if you're the kind of person who's jealous in this world, then lasad lava, you'll be jealous, and you'll see yen tzadik as a bigger reward, then you'll be eating yourself, why does he have a bigger yeshiva than me? Why does he have a bigger shul than me? Why does he have more cover than me? Why is his name always on top before my name? And all their lists, when they have people that, he always comes first, and it's now Pialav base, he always gets more cover than me. You'll be cranking over that for the oilam voyat. So he says that this Welt is not life. This, the lule amanti lerois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. And then Zokta Chayvus Lavavus, he returns to the point he mentioned last week, and this is also another powerful point, why the Torah doesn't give us aftoch of schar. He repeats what we discussed last week in number 5. He says, because there's another mishagas, the very idea that we think that we're roi for schar is bechlal mishagas. The whole kasha heipsich nishdan. Because on the one hand, there's emunah bitachon b'Hashem that it's called reward. Yeah, we just said that it's emunah bitachon. But we know, says the Chayvus Lavavus, any person with an intelligent brain understands that we cannot touch up the word reward in the simple sense, because the Rebbeinu Shlom kumtund gonisht, like he said last week, that for the very fact that I'm breathing this second, for the very fact that I have the schus gadol, that I have vocal cords that work and vibrate, and I have a diaphragm which takes a wind column and makes it vibrate through my vocal cords to the point that that column of air is vibrating, and now I can project it outward, and I can talk to you, and words are coming out of my mouth, and I'm talking, and I'm breathing. This is a zat pella. This is a zat nifladikazat, that for any one word I say, Hashem has given me such a wonderful gift of speech that no matter how much Torah mitzvahs I do my entire lifetime, said the Chayvus Lavavus, I can never repay Hashem for 1 minute of my existence. And the truth is that any 1 minute of my existence, even as I'm saying this word, many more things are going on. Food is digesting inside of me. The antibodies are fighting the germs inside of me. My lungs are breathing, as we said. My eyes are working at this time. My brain is functioning. My heart is pumping. The blood is going. The circulation. There's so much going on in my body at one moment. That 1 minute of life, said the Chavetz Lubavitch, all the mitzvahs we do in our entire life cannot pay back their banishdom for the schus of living for 1 second. So therefore, He says a person makes a cheshbon meduyik how much we are chayav to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It doesn't shtimzach. Hashem owes us nothing. We are ultimately the biggest. We are so indebted to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So if it's a cheshbon, if we're going to keep a cheshbon and mahalten cheshbon to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there's no cheshbon. Then we have no shum claim on Olam Haba b'chlal. We have nothing to say. The ganze zach is chesed, chesed. And he quotes for the third time this passage until him, Samad Beis, Ulecha Adonai Chosed Ki Ato Tishalem Leish Kemaseyu. And for you, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, everything you do, you, my master, you, my Lord, Rabbanu Shel Olam, it is all chesed. Because you pay a person according to what we do. According to what we do, we don't deserve any pay. And since you're paying us, and Yitaka do pay us. So here's the chesed. The chesed is like Zoi. I'm doing mitzvahs. And Hashem Tak is paying me for the mitzvah. Oh, but does the grass the chesed? Because he doesn't want me to pay me for this mitzvah. Because I owe him so much more. So it should be bartering and exchanging. So does the grass the chesed? Hashem Tak does pay us. So lo'ilam Tak, there is a schar ba'lam haba for our mitzvahs. But the reason why the Torah doesn't say it is that even though I'm supposed to believe that Hashem pays my mitzvahs, since I don't deserve it, the Torah can't write it. Because writing it would be as if to say we deserve it. And we don't deserve it. But it's the chesed Hashem, that even when we don't deserve it, he says it's one-sided. I'll forget what I did for you, I'll only remember what you do for me, and I will reward you for what you do for me, although it is pure chesed. But I can't write it in the Torah, because then it would sound as if it's coming to me, and that would be a distortion of the truth. So the Chavos Lavos ultimately ends off with reiterating this important concept, why it's shteitnish in Torah. And this is probably one of the main reasons that we don't do enough of the Rabbanu Shel Olam is because we think we did enough already. One of the greatest meniyas, avodas Hashem, is that we really always think, you know, and people say this to me all the time, Hashem, I mean, why did bad things happen to me? I did so much for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. How can bad things happen? And why don't I get more? And how, why not? Come on, you know, the Rav knows what I do, and how could it, me? I mean, I can see somebody else, but you and I know what the M is. So the whole concept is such a statement is so presumptuous to start with that we compare ourselves to other people. But it's presumptuous in the essence of the Chavos Lavos. The Rabbanu Shel Olam owes us nothing. And the M is that this is really a very, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Amud Beis, a Gemara in Kedushin. And the Gemara in Kedushin Zokta Azoy. The Gemara in Kedushin, I'm surprised the Chavos doesn't mention even. The Gemara says in Dapeh and Beis Azoy. Shei Da Pasuk in Eicha. Mayis Oinein Odom Chai. Why should a living person complain so much? Gever Al Chatov. Gever Al Chatov. It should be maybe Gover Al Chatov. Did the person overcome his Chatoyim? What's meant us? So Abishol says, Abishol taished up, this pasuk is referring to a person who is complaining. Misraim, he has tightness on the Rabbanu Shel Olam, on the midas of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. This pasuk was designed as an answer to the people who complain, but not stop complaining. Misraim means that they're thundering. Ram, they are thundering. They're so angry at the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Rabbanu Shel Olam, how could you do this to me? Misraim al midasav ksiv. What's made us? Why are you so angry about the midas of Hashem? How Hashem is allotting you your portion. You're complaining about your portion. Gover al chatov. Gever al chatov means gover al chatov. Were you misgab on your chatoyim? There's another cheshbon. So first of all, the Chavos Lavos says that we cannot begin to repay Hashem for the good things we did. So therefore, if you think Hashem owes you, you owe Hashem much more. Secondly, Zog the Gemara, the Shteitn Pasuk, Ma Yisoyin in Adam Chage, if you're complaining about the bad things Hashem brings, Gever HaChatov, were you Mizgaber in the Yetzahara? Yeah. You Mizgaber in the Yetzahara? Right? V'chi Gover HaChatov. Dayoy Chayim Shunasati Loi. It's genug that you're alive. You should be happy you're alive. Because if Hashem's going to make a cheshbon with you, for all the Chatoyim, with me, and with all of us, so then we shouldn't even be here. So Dr. Ashi, my assigning, why does it help? Lami assigning Adam Chai, Lami Yisrael Adam Alak Koyreis Habois Olav. Why do people complain about the things that happen to them? Acher Kol Achesed Shani Oisimai. After I do so many good things to them, And you know what the biggest chesed is? Shenasati loichayim. V'loyevesil of misa. I keep you alive. I didn't take away your life, Rachman l'Islam. V'chigor al chatovu. Shaloichotili. Upsit koso yichay. Did any of us live because of such tzaddikim? Lashon bitmiyah, Zog Drashi. It's Lashon bitmiyah. Did anybody of us can say, Hashem, I'm so clean. I'm so perfect. I deserve to live. I have never done a chait. I have never, you gave me a nice body and a nice neshama. Elokein neshama shenasat to be tahiri. If you give me a wonderful neshama and I keep it bitar and kedusha, I polish it every day. I was mamish zoya and kedusha samachshava, kedusha zainayim, kedusha zapeh, kedusha zah, everything. I'm mamish, banish no mech gamam, azahe legamensh. Avadanisht. So meila, this dai chayim shenasat iloy. A person has no, Shum Tviyas under Rabbeinu Shalom. No Tviyas under Rabbeinu Shalom. Hoping for Israel and Midaisov. And grab the other man, the Gemara, the Rabbanon say, the Rabbanon say a different pshat. Their pshat really supports Abishol though. They say, a man should azay yetzahara, my yisana other chai, that even when a person is Rachmon is not an oinain, and when a person can be an oinain, is meisay mutal lefonov. The Yetzar is a very stark. You can have a dead body. Remember these examples. A woman had her husband's body in front of her, and she went ahead and she was Mazana. So, Afilo B'Shas, Aninu Shaladim, Zog the Gemara, a person is not Mizgabra al Chatov. Even when you see death in front of her eyes, the Yetzar is a very stark. You can see this Moves. You hold in the funeral parlor, and the Gemara gives examples of a lady was Mazana with the undertaker. Azay Yetzar Atman. So I mentioned that Zay Yitzhar is going to go to the bunch of them. Ich bin Azad Tzatzke the bunch of them. Ich kommt mal. Ich bin Azad Shtik Yitzhar. The Yitzhar is very stark. I feel of Shas. And he knew so shall Adam. Yitzhar is Gabal or love. So Rashi brings down over here. Rashi brings down. That there was once a woman who had. It's a really a Gemara. My cotton that Chazayin the Beis. There was a Maisa with a woman Nebuch. That she had 7 sons. And one of the sons died. And she was crying and crying and crying and crying. Oh, Rabbi Shimon, it's not fair. So he told her, don't cry so much. You have the right to cry, but not so much. Because a body should cry, but like the Ramban says, we cry over the loss of a beloved person because never we miss them. That's true. But if you overcry, that means you have pangs on the Rabbi Shimon. If you're crying because Nebuch has felt it's like a child, the Raman says, like you send a child off to yeshiva 100 miles away, you miss them. So too, if you send away a beloved relative, a beloved friend, you cry, that's okay. You're crying because you missed them, Pashat. Fine. But if you're crying too much, that means you have tainus under the banish. So they said, lady, stop crying already. And if you don't stop, they told her, they warned her, if you don't, Nebuch will be another umglik. But she didn't stop crying. And another child died. And another child. Till finally, she lost all the 7 children, Rachman Litzlan. As I bring her up, it's a Gemara in my cotton, I think Rashi. So Mele, so Rashi uses this, Rashi says is, he's been Moiri Azok, and he says, my Rebbe, Rashi had the Rebbeim and worms, my Rebbe touched up this Gemara with that Gemara. He touched up Abishol, that the Rebbeim Shalom says, don't be so upset with me. Hashem says, don't ever cry too much. Don't get too overwrought, because it's Al Chazdei Hashem. Don't get upset with me. And it brings this Maisa to prove that you shouldn't get upset with the Rebbeim Shalom too much. So this is what the Chavis of Avos ultimately is saying, that ultimately the reason why there's no mention of Schar is because we really, Hashem, we are Hashem everything, Hashem owes us nothing, and anything He does is total Chazdei Hashem. Total Chazdei Hashem. So the Eibush Lehov, and again, we should always keep this in mind, this Pasuk, U'lecho Adonoi Chosed, Ki Atot Shalem Le'ish Kemaaseyu, because if you pay a man, as the Chesed is, you pay us according to our good deeds, and you don't come back and take revenge according to our Averis, and you don't also take away from our good deeds what we owe you for giving us the essence of life.